And Brett joins us now on the Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar guest hotline. Brett, appreciate you doing this today. Congratulations.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks very much.
Doing well. Doing well. Not as good as you. I have to imagine this offseason going to be a little bit less nerve-wracking than last one. There was the PTO situation last year, a little bit more uncertainty. How good is it to have this out of the way pretty early on this offseason?
Yeah, you know what, obviously it's a lot different of a situation and definitely a little less, you know, stress on my end for sure. You know, it's good to be able to prepare and know what's going to happen rather than going day by day right down to the last minute like you said last year. So obviously it's an exciting day and I'm just glad to be back. I loved it there last year and it's trending upwards.
Do you have a pretty good idea this was going to happen? Like, was this always something that you were pretty confident was going to come to pass?
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to be back there, right? So I was hoping, and then obviously it's not really between me. It's more my agent that does it with these days at the GM, and you're just sort of hearing things here and there, and I was just hoping that it would get done. So, you know, I'm just really glad.
So tell me about year one with the Calgary Flames. It was you started at training camp, then you got the contract a little bit later on and slowly worked your way to being a regular into this lineup. How do you look back at year one with the Flames?
Yeah, it was a unique situation, I think, with the COVID, being a COVID year like that, and the uncertainty of even if there was going to be a season or when it was going to start. And I went there on a tryout, so you know, I hadn't done that in my career. And it's almost like back in the day when you're playing Bantam hockey or something, you try out for a team, and that's how it felt. But, you know, I felt like I was ready, and I knew I was good enough to play in this league. So there was not really much doubt in my mind. It was just a matter of getting that opportunity and trying to seize it.
What did you, speaking of opportunity, Brett, you know, as soon as Daryl Sutter comes in, you had a very good chance inside the top six. You played with some really good players. I guess just, you know, overall, what was it like playing for Daryl and getting that opportunity?
Yeah, Daryl was awesome. He, you know, I think he sort of plays, his style of play sort of mirrors the way I just naturally like to play. So maybe that helped a little bit. You know, he gave me a chance to play with some good guys, like you said, and I was able to sort of get my feet under me and chip in certain ways. And, you know, obviously it's a great group of guys on that team. And I think we didn't get the result that we wanted from a team standpoint, but I was lucky enough to sort of establish myself a little bit. And I'm just excited moving forward. We have some unfinished business and that's just something to look forward to.
Yeah, we talked about it a little bit. You just kind of mentioned it. It just felt like obviously never easy, especially in a COVID year, as you mentioned, with, you know, so many things being different and weird. You went through a coaching change. Daryl comes in. Did you start to feel like, you know, that if that season had, you know, maybe a month more of runway, you guys could have found your way in? It seemed like you guys started to play a little bit better in terms of the way Daryl wants as the season went on there.
I think you're right. It's obviously easy to say that now and stuff, but whenever there's a coaching change, it's for a reason usually, and there's an adjustment period that comes with it. And I think he saw that with us. And you know, by the end of the year there, I thought we were playing some really good hockey. And even pretty much when Daryl took over, our game had changed a little bit, and you know, the guys were responding to it pretty well. And you know, I'm just excited, like I said a couple times here now, that we can get this next season going and just build.
Brett Ritchie's with us, newly signed, re-signed member of the Calgary Flames, joining us this afternoon here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Take us through the adjustment of a mid-season coaching change like that, because as you said, it was a pretty big adjustment in terms of how two coaches wanted you to play.
Yeah, and I don't think it was necessarily from an X's and O's standpoint. I think most of our systems, it wasn't like we were playing, you know, the wrong systems or something, but just a new face and a new outlook on things. And, you know, obviously a very well-respected guy. And, you know, when he speaks, you listen. So I think that sort of resonated with the group. And he was able to, you know, just instill some fundamentals and stuff in us, you know, as the season went on and I'm sure into this season as well. And I think I just have a really good feeling about it. So I'm just looking forward.
It was not the season, as you mentioned, that your group wanted. Do you think that, and I know that you don't look for excuses and this year wasn't good enough, but just the way that this season was played, the circumstances, being in a bubble, not being able to really do anything outside of practice and play, is it easier for negativity and bad things to just kind of snowball and get worse in a season like the one you just played?
You can use that stuff as an excuse. I think some teams that didn't have the year they wanted might, but I don't think anybody's making those excuses as the reason why we didn't get what we wanted. It was everybody in that Canadian division had the same. It was an even playing field in that regard. No, there was no fans in the stands for anybody in that division. So I think it's just a testament to the parity in the league, and you see Montreal go on to the finals, and you know, I don't know if anybody on our team would have guessed that, but that just tells you that like it's a close race. They just snuck in and they end up going all the way. And you saw that with a few other teams, you know, got teams that went a little farther than you thought, and that's just the way it is in this league. You got to be good, and it comes down to a win here, a win there, a bad stretch here, a bad stretch there, and next thing you know, you're on the outside looking in.
I think it's no secret that a lot of people from the outside anyways anticipate your team going through a bit of change this offseason. I think you would agree with that. And just overall, Brett, what did you make of the guys in the room and the thought that, you know, this is a group that, you know, if there's going to be some changes, sure, but, you know, the nucleus probably could stay the same and you guys can have a strong bounce back. Is that something you have the same feeling?
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I think, I've been on quite a few teams now, and this is a pretty tight-knit group of guys and a lot of good character guys, and I don't think that is the reason at all why things didn't go the way we wanted. In this business, when things don't go the way you want, there always is a little bit of change, but, you know, in my mind, it's not like that's the issue at all. So I love the guys on the team, and it was a tight-knit group for sure, and that part was no question in my mind.
Just a few more with Brett Ritchie, who has signed a one-year deal with the Calgary Flames. He'll be back with the team for next season. Brett, you take a look at your career, now 28 years old. You've got a number of full NHL seasons under your belt. At this stage of your career, like how would you describe yourself as a player, what you can bring to a team, especially over a regular 82-game season?
I think I've become a more consistent player, like as years went on, and sort of formed a bit of an identity. I think as you get older, you want to be looked at as a guy like you just want to know what you're going to get. So I'm going to make sure I'm physical and make sure that I'm, looking out for the guys and keeping a handle on certain things that happen within a game, and obviously making it difficult on some of the players on their team too, right? So. And then if that means chipping in offensively as well, that's something I think I can do as well. So at the end of the day, you just want to be consistent and you want your coach to know what you're going to get. And I think you see a lot of different teams with good role players. You look at like the Islanders or Tampa, like, up and down the lineup, there's not many holes, right? So you want to be, whether you're on the first line or the fourth line, it doesn't matter. You want to be a dependable line. Or a dependable D pairing or whatever it is. So yeah. I think that's what I want to bring, and I think I can bring.
How comfortable will you feel going in? You know that Daryl's the head coach. You played a good chunk of time with the team. How much more comfortable will you be to start this season than you were in January?
Yeah, I mean, I guess a little bit more comfortable because I know a little bit of what's going on. But at the same time, you don't want to get too comfortable, and you don't want to, take your foot off the gas, and you know, the team has stuff to prove and I have stuff to prove. So it's one of those things that if you relax for a second, the league's going to catch you again. Right. So you got to be on your toes and just with the mindset of getting better as a team.
One of the ways I think you're going to feel more comfortable too, Brett, and I'm sure your whole team would echo these thoughts. You saw it happen come the playoffs late with Montreal, but how excited are you to play at the Dome with some fans in the stands?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's going to be a huge difference for us. I think, you even saw in the playoffs with the Canadian matchups, it just wasn't the same. Like when you're watching those games and then you turn on the Boston Islanders game, it was a completely different world, right? So it does make a difference, and guys are going to thrive under those situations even more. So I'm hoping that that's the case for us, and it's just going to be good to have some fans back in general, for sure.
What was it like playing in empty buildings? I think everybody's been asked that at different times. I know you had the pumped-in crowd noise.
No, the pumped-in crowd noise, Brett. Yeah, it was exactly the same.
Yeah, it sounded totally real, I'm sure. Brett, what was it like playing in empty buildings? How weird was that?
You know what? Like, maybe the first bunch of games, it was weird, and then you honestly got used to it. I mean, every rink was different, though. Like, some rinks would really pump the fake noise, and other rinks would sound like a library. I don't know what was worse, really. Like, hearing each other talk on the ice when it's a library is very weird, but so is the fake noise when a play happens that doesn't require the fake noise. It's kind of it's different, but it was unique, and I'm just hoping that was the end of that, you know?
Yeah, being in the Saddle Dome this year, Brett, there were times that you just look down at something, you'd write a note down, and then you'd hear the fake crowd noise, you'd look up, something's happening, it's like, no, the puck's in the neutral zone. Why was that? Why did they just play? It was strange. There were definitely some of those times. So, yes, having fans back will be good. Final thought. You talk about yourself having something to prove. You talk about the team having something to prove. How much of a chip on your shoulder as a team will the Flames have next year, knowing how this past season went?
I think there's going to be a real chip on our shoulders. I think people thought we were going to go a lot farther than we did last year, and you have that mindset you're going to prove everybody wrong. So I think teams like that are dangerous teams, and we're not the only ones in this situation. But if you play with a little extra punch, especially right out of the gates, you're going to make some noise and get off to a good start. And that's, I think, what we're just looking forward to right now.
And before we let you go, Brett, where do we find you today, and what's the rest of the summer look like for you?
Yeah, I'm back in Ontario, where I'm from, just north of Toronto. So we have a farm up this way, and I'm training. I head to the city each morning. I train with Gio and Sean Monahan as well. Nice. So I see those guys every day training and skating and a little bit of golf here and there, some fishing. So that's about it. But, these summers always go by pretty quick, and it's exciting when, September rolls around and you're heading back. So I'm just looking forward to that.
How's the golf game?
It's pretty good. To be honest, I've got to a point where it's hard to get better. I've sort of been a little stagnant for the last 4 years, but it's got better over the years, so I'm kind of happy with where it's at, to be honest.
Nice.